Hi folks, welcome to Coffee and Colossians on Tuesday. We are at Colossians chapter 2, just this one simple phrase from the beginning. My goal is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love. So, Paul preaches Christ, he teaches Christ, he works really hard at it, he's contending hard for all the people in Laodicea and for all those who've not met him in these churches. And his purpose is, what is his purpose? Encouraged in heart, united in love. That, by the way, should be a great motto for any pastor. That's what we want to see in our churches, people encouraged in heart and united in love. But how does that happen? Now, I can kind of tell you how it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen if it's egocentric, if it's all about me, or if it's all about the pastor, or even, you know, the kind of encouragement. I've been listening to a podcast just now from a couple of guys who were brought up in a Free Church home, and it's been so sad because they've rejected all of that and they just come out with cliche after cliche after cliche after moralism after moralism after moralism, and it's so depressing. It's all about me and being my true self and denying that I'm a sinner. And to be honest, in the name of truth, lying about what they were taught and not even seeing that that's what they're doing. You know, people just invent their own religion, if you like. Or I'm reading a book by another evangelical in which so much of it is about him and about today's politics, and so little of it is about Christ. And then I kind of look in the mirror and look at myself and think, yeah, I do that too, though. You know, it's very hard to move away the focus from ourselves. Paul's idea is that he wants them. Let's take these two things. The encouraged in heart. So in Hebrews 10 and 24 and 25, we read this. Let's consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but in encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. The purpose for our meeting together on the Lord's Day is to encourage one another. It's a really important thing. And encouraged in heart, I heard somebody say that the heart of true pastoral activity is to bring the hearts of the people to the heart of Christ. And people need to be encouraged to see Jesus and grasp Jesus. And then united in love, instructed in love. I don't know if you knit. I don't. Annabelle does, and she's knitting again. And the amazing thing about knitting is you get two bits of wool, which by themselves are not that strong, but when they are knit together, they are incredibly strong. You can't break them apart. And I think that that's what Paul is talking about here. He's saying when we're knit together. See, too much of what we do in church is individuals coming, getting a bit of teaching, going away. How much of it is being knit together in heart? Now, the unity there depends on truth. It depends on the truth of Jesus. It's Christ that we preach, and it's in Christ that we are united. And less than the Christ of chapter 1, verses 15 to 20, and we spent enough time looking at that. But that's the Jesus whom we proclaim. I remember a guy coming to church once and saying, David, I love everything that you've got. Couldn't you just have it without Jesus? I don't like your teaching. But couldn't you have it without Jesus? Say, no, it's because of Jesus that we've got this diversity and this unity and everything else. What comes first, the teaching or the encouragement and the love? I think both. As we're taught, we're encouraged and we love. And as we encourage and love, we're taught and so on. It's so distressing listening to that podcast I've just been listening to. It's so distressing reading that book I've just been reading. Because it's so the opposite of what real Christianity is. And so discouraging that people are so blind. And it is, to some extent, the blind leading the blind. Well, may it be that we know this encouragement of heart and that we know that we're united in love. May it be that we're not just left on our own. May it be that all the discouragements we feel would be overcome by this encouragement. You know, last night we had a visit from our pastor just briefly, and it was just encouraging to talk about the Lord together. So God bless you. May you be encouraged in heart and united in love. And maybe that's probably what the aim of what we're trying to do here is, to encourage the Lord's people and unite you in love for him and for one another. Before I go, actually, I was just thinking of Psalm 133 in the old 1650 version. Behold how good a thing it is, and how becoming well together such as brethren are in unity to dwell. It's like the oil that comes down, and so on. And this encouraged in heart and united in love, I think that's one that's speaking for. I think when a church is like that, it's just special, really special. So I'm actually going to leave you with, I think the tune is Eastgate, that version of the psalm, just for your joy and edification. Bye.